We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Yo, Angela, I love you. 50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
Like 95% ratchet.
This is
becoming the most prominent form for
him. Wake your ass up.
It's early in the morning, but they tell me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of Pissing People.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
USA. Yo.
Angela Yee is out. What's poppin', Charlamagne?
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday.
Yes, it's Thursday.
Good morning.
Good morning.
To you. What's happening?
Hey, nothing. Did you do all your Christmas shopping yet?
Christmas shopping?
You know, Christmas is like 2 weeks away.
Yeah, my wife handles all of that. All I do is sit back and
relax. That's the fun part.
What you mean that's the fun part?
Getting kids toys?
That's you know what the fun part for me is? The fun part is waking up on Christmas morning, you know what I mean, watching the kids open their gifts and being just as surprised about what they got as they are. Okay?
That's not...
All right? All I know is I know what some of them want. Because they're very vocal about it, but you know, I got to be careful because I got a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. So when they're watching things like Bluey, right. When they're watching, what else do they like to watch? They usually watch a lot of stuff on demand, but when they're watching actual Disney Channel and they're watching Bluey and every commercial that comes on, Dad, I want that. Dad, can you get me that?
Yep.
You know what I mean? And I'm just be like, yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. So we'll Christmas Day, I'll be just as surprised as them.
Yeah, I got it. And this is going to sound so stupid, but I need somebody to help me put this stuff together now.
What do you mean?
Like the Barbie houses, the American Girl houses. I got my kids, my son, he's into...
That's the fun part.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is.
When you got to do all that in one night and you got a timeline to do it.
Oh, no, I meant sitting back watching the wife put it together with the kids and you sitting back, you know, drinking, you know, watching it, enjoying it. Just like, oh, that's so dope.
No, that ain't fun. I'm talking about putting it together so when the kids wake up, it's already put together. They can start playing. That's whack if it's in a box. And they be like, all right, and then you got to put it together. That ain't fun.
And Barbie dream houses, boy, it's such a waste of goddamn money.
They are.
Because after a year or so, they don't even want them.
A year? You give them that long? I say about a couple months.
No, mine have lasted a year. I think I've had two or three. I don't know. I got 3 daughters, though, so I don't know. My oldest, she's 12 now, so she definitely don't care about none of her Barbie dream houses. I think we passed them down. I don't remember. I just remember recently having to give a Barbie dream house away.
Yeah, that's how it is. So what I usually do is I usually go shopping late night, like 10, 11 at night, when nobody's in the store and they restock the shelves. That's when I usually go.
You still go to stores?
Yeah, I like to see and touch the gifts. I want to make sure, because sometimes, like, my daughter got, I was telling y'all recently, my daughter ordered a lights for her dorm room, and I think the lights were like $5.99, and she told me, Dad, I got such a good deal. And when it came in, it was a picture of lights. It wasn't a light. It was
dropping
the picture
of lights. Dropping a cool bomb for that young scammer. That young scam out there selling pictures of lights. I bet you in the details it said these are a picture of lights. I saw that the other day. Somebody was selling PS5s for $4.99. But in the details it said this is a picture of a PS5, an image on a piece of paper. And he had one. He had got one person. You got to read the details.
Got my daughter for $4.99. It was actually a picture. She was like, yeah, I seen the lights. And I was like, this is a good deal. This is for my dorm to make it look nice. And she said it was a picture. And I said, gotcha.
Yes. Moral of the story is it's the most wonderful time of the year, guys.
Yes, it is.
Enjoy the moment. We're here. Right?
Yes, it is.
You're here. You're healthy. You're alive. Enjoy it.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of people did not make it in 2020.
Yeah, absolutely right. And it's getting a lot worse. A couple of people that I know recently got COVID and are in the hospital. So COVID is back stronger than ever.
I agree. That is true. But I still think it's a lot of fear-mongering going on because they got to make people get these vaccines. Okay, it's still a business at the end of the day. It's still a lot of marketing and promotion that has to happen in order for these vaccines. That's all I'm saying.
No, they ain't got to market and promote this one.
Yes, they do.
This one sells itself.
Yes, they do. Because if it had been like in the middle of the year when things seemed like they were calming down and things were opening back up and everybody was getting out and about, it's like, and people would have been like, I don't know if I need it or not. Now it's like, no, you got to go have it in order to get things back to whatever this normal was in this society, actually.
They were saying like 50% of the population doesn't believe in the vaccines. And
I'm one of those.
If 50% of the population, you know, they don't get the vaccine, it won't make things better. So they're saying, we'll talk more about it in front page news, that they might mandate people to take the vaccine.
Of course. Mm-hmm. That was the whole point from the beginning. But it might be like, I was also reading something yesterday where it was like, you know how most vaccines have a little bit of the virus in it?
Yes.
None of these vaccines have none of the virus in it. From what I read, I don't know if that's true or not. I could be totally wrong.
I'm not a doctor, scientist. I don't know.
Me neither.
I just want to make sure I don't get it. My kids and my family.
I'm going to drink this soursop tea. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get the show cracking, all right? Now, we got some special guests joining us this morning. The 85 South Show will be here.
That's right. 85 South Show. The 85 South Show can now be heard on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be talking to them about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big Senate runoff going on in Georgia.
That's right.
All right, early voting starts December 14th. The election is on January 5th. So we got John Ossoff and Reverend Ralph Warnock. They'll both be here with us this morning.
Both from Georgia. Now, the Senate runoff is January 5th. So you got to get out there and vote. So we'll talk to both of those individuals and talk to you why you should get out there, why you should vote for them, why it's important. All right, so we'll get into all that when we come back. And, of course, front page news, we'll be talking coronavirus. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. That is saying the FDA will approve the vaccine for the U.S. today. And Dr. Fauci says a black woman was one of the scientists who developed the COVID vaccine.
The very vaccine that's one of the two that has shown to be clearly safe. That vaccine was actually developed by a team of scientists led by Dr. Barney Graham and his close colleague, Dr. Kizmekia Corbett, or Kizzy Corbett. Kizzy is an African-American scientist who is right at the forefront of the development of the vaccine. So the first thing you might want to say to my African-American brothers and sisters is that the vaccine that you're going to be taking was developed by an African-American woman.
And I'm going to tell you so. Okay? All right? Drop one of clues bombs
not
for that
so
queen.
That she...
No, drop one of clues bombs for that queen, but she worked for y'all, and I don't trust y'all.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? America, you know why black people don't trust the vaccine? How about things like the Tuskegee experiment? Not to mention, never in the history of my existence, in my 42 years on this planet, have I seen them be in a rush to remedy anything in the black community. Poverty, trash-ass schools, health care, police reform, mental health care services, all of these things our community needs. When have you ever seen them in a rush to remedy any of that? But now all of a sudden we want to believe that y'all got our best interests at heart and you want to remedy us with this vaccine? Get the F out of here.
Well, it's not just remedy African-American and black people. It's remedy the whole U.S. Like,
no.
People are dying. Like, this is one of the highest rates, 3,124 people died Wednesday, the highest single day total of the pandemic.
Absolutely, but just listen to what Dr. Fauci just said. He said to you verbatim, a black woman did it. That's what I would tell my African-American brothers and sisters. Same thing I heard, you know, Governor Cuomo and Biden them say. They're like, oh, we got to make sure that the black community gets this because they're the most impacted. Like, come on, man. Since when? Since when do y'all care about remedying what's going on in the black community? that much.
Well, they're saying that 50% of the people, like I said earlier, don't want to take it, and they're saying they might have to mandate it where they force people to take it. And possibly, this is a possibly, but they're saying this can happen, that, yes, your boss can fire you if you refuse to get a COVID vaccine.
I can see them doing that, and I can see them doing, you know, kids can't go to school. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like when you go to certain parts of the continent of Africa, you got to get vaccinated.
Even right. Here, some schools that you know, your kids have to get vaccinated if you want to put them in school. And sometimes people don't want to get the vaccination, so they do homeschooling.
Now, that's the other thing, too, that's interesting to me. Like, people were so scared of this vaccine. I'm like, well, you know, if they wanted to put tracking devices and if they wanted to get us, they could have got us a long time ago.
That is
it's
true.
Not like, it's not like this is the first vaccine or correct. The first thing that they, mm-hmm. you know, put in our bodies via a needle, people. Right. Come on now.
Absolutely. Well, that is front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. Hit us up right now. Again, the number is 800-585-1051. Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, man, you already know what time it is. Your boy BC on fly, man. Hey, man, salute to The Breakfast Club for their 10th year anniversary, man. Hey, Charlamagne, you need to get some new skin, man. You got candle wax skin, man. You tired of that?
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Nick.
Nick, what up, man? Get it off your chest.
Nick on the... You like reindeer in here, elf on the shelf.
Charlamagne the God, what's up, man?
Peace,
I'm
King.
I'm from South Carolina, too, man.
Okay, what part?
Aiken,
what's happening, Aiken?
Not much, man. I'm staying up here in Columbia. I'm staying up here in Lexington, Kentucky right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to get some advice, man, because I've been staying up here since I came home from prison. I was locked up for selling drugs, but I wanted to change my life around, but the person that I came up here was family, but me and the person don't talk no more. So it's like, I want to go back home, but Aiken, South Carolina ain't the place to be, like, especially trying to get a good job, like, anyway. But it's also hard for me up here because I ain't got no financial support or nobody to help me out in no kind of way.
Well, it sounds to me like, you know, you already know you needed a change of environment. So if you know, you don't need to be in Aiken, you can scratch that off the list. That's not a thing, right?
Yes, sir.
So you just got to stay where you at and figure it out, make it work. What is it that you want to do?
I've been working since I've been up here. I'm working for the temp service right now, but I could get hired. I'm gonna be hired on soon, but it's hard because like I had wrote y'all back a little while ago because like my windshield done got broke. It's like other things that I've been having to deal with during this pandemic that's going on, but it's. Like I said, it's just hard not having nobody there in your corner for you.
Well, listen, you're going to be fine, my brother. It just takes patience. All right?
Yes, sir.
Keep pushing on, brother.
Just keep pushing.
All right. Thank y'all. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Hello, who's this?
What's up, y'all? This is James from Indianapolis.
What up, James? Get it off your chest, brother.
First of all, I want to congratulate y'all for 10 years, man. A good content, man. Righteous and ratchet, man.
Thank you, King.
Thank you, brother.
And I want to share my favorite Breakfast Club moment.
What's that?
Other than the Birdman situation, the Benny Siegel situation was funny too, man.
Why y'all like to see people try to traumatize me?
I thought that was pretty hilarious myself.
It was cool, man. It was cool.
Charlamagne didn't buckle, though. He didn't buckle.
I never buckle.
He sure didn't. You're right. He didn't. He stood his ground.
What is buckling?
And. Yeah, thanks, guys, man. I appreciate y'all. And my birthday is this weekend, too.
Oh, right. Man, enjoy it, man.
I mean, you can't. Where you from? You can't go anywhere, right?
Oh, no, man. Not in Indiana.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to date you. Your birthday too close to Christmas. And you got a penis, but, you know, that's
you
a whole other story.
You wouldn't want to date him because you're married.
No,
that too.
No.
Yeah, that too. Married, you got a penis.
No,
you're not my type. But,
you're flirting so early morning. Yeah, thank you, saying.
No.
All what? Right. Whoa, God no. Dang.
Goodness gracious.
My God. Why do people got to stress that?
I don't know.
All right? Jesus.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Keisha from Texas. How y'all doing?
Hey, Keisha from Texas. What part of Texas?
Dallas, Texas. So I have to listen on the app, and I don't mind that at all.
Oh, where them bum-ass Cowboys are from.
You know I love Dallas. You know I love my Cowboys. Don't listen to Envy.
Okay, so now since, congratulations on 10 years.
Thank you.
Now since you are an executive of iHeart, I've got to hear you say, Lord have mercy. There's something about the way you say that, Charlamagne, that drives me insane. I love it, and I laugh every time.
Oh, so boy.
Lord have mercy. I can't believe you like to hear me say, Lord have mercy.
You flirting with that man. That man married, mama.
No. Oh, no, I'm not flirting with him. And I love it when you say, I'm calling HR.
I'm calling HR.
You guys drive me insane. And since you guys won't be back until 2021 after tomorrow, I needed to hear, I'm calling HR and Lord have mercy.
Well, the beauty of it is that we run best of shows until January the 5th. So, you know, it gives people an opportunity to catch up on Breakfast Club content they may have missed.
Yeah, and I love it. I'm still going to listen. But Charlamagne, one more time for me. Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. Why are you stressing me out early this morning? Got me repeating that over and over and over.
You have a good morning.
Love y'all. Bye.
Love you too.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, my name's Melissa.
Hey, Melissa.
From Long Island. Hello, how are you?
Hey, Melissa.
Good morning. Get it off your chest, Melissa.
All right, so I was thinking that I would much rather lick some random-ass booty than take this vaccine.
First of all, you're out of context right now. We got to explain to people what happened because they're going to be like, what is wrong with Melissa just calling up there early in the morning before she had green tea or anything?
Okay.
Yesterday, we had a topic where we asked you, would you rather take the vaccine or lick a random stranger's booty? Boom. Now,
yeah.
Makes sense.
That's due to the fact that I don't feel people are really doing much research into the vaccine and don't realize that it's actually like a genetic DNA manipulation, opposed to the traditional vaccine where, you know, they just put a little bit of the virus and your body fights it off. Like you had said, same here. I mean, I took the, you know, flu shot, whatever, growing up. Now that, you know, I can make my own decisions and whatnot, people aren't realizing also this actually produces antibodies against a protein that is essential to reproducing, to placenta.
Oh, no, so, what you said earlier is what I read yesterday, that there's no actual COVID-19 in the vaccine. Like, you know, in flu, they put a little bit of the flu in you, so you get it right to build up antibodies. They don't have that in the vaccine from what I read yesterday.
Yeah, no, this is actually, like, it's hijacking cell genes, then causing you to be prone, or I guess immune from it, supposedly. Who knows? But I'm just saying, I think people need to be doing their own research on this, and that includes, you know, looking in the ingredients in the vaccine and then researching the ingredients themselves.
And don't nobody read ingredients on nothing. Somebody eating some cereal right now and don't know what's in it. They don't know what's in the Frosted Flakes.
But you know how many people's butts is just dirty? You just want to eat all type of ishy butt, huh?
Then take the vaccine? Yeah, sure.
Well, just do some research on them butt, baby, before you
you don't want poo-poo mouth.
Start anal snacking, okay?
Well, I'll tell you what. You're right, but these people need to do some research on this vaccine as well.
No doubt. She thought about it. She was like, you know what? Nah, you're right. I do need to research these butt.
Have a good one.
Thank you, yeah. Melissa.
Listerine.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Jared.
What's up, Jared?
Hey, how you doing, man?
What's going on?
Peace, King.
Not much. How you doing, Charlamagne? How you doing, Envy?
Good. Yo, what happened to Jared from Subway? He went to jail, right?
Yeah, he's in jail. Mm-hmm.
Nah, bro, don't play that game. I'm not Jared from Subway. I'm like Jared the jeweler. We'll go with that.
Okay, all right. Get it off your chest, Jared.
Yeah, man. So I brought up my work. I don't want to talk about my job because I'm not trying to lose it, but I do have something to take off my chest. My wife's a nurse, and, you know, these hospitals are starting to get fuller and fuller. And it seems like people, the worse it gets, the more they just say, no mask, I'm not going to social distance. I work with people who, for nothing, will put their mask on. They don't want to put a mask in their face. They don't want to social distance. It's getting to the point where I don't even want to come to work anymore, you know? You know, I work hard, and it's important for me to work hard, but it's really getting to the point where I don't even know how to feel about these people anymore, you know?
Why? Because they don't wear masks and stuff?
Yeah, they're not wearing masks, and, I mean, you're dealing with each other. They want to be up on you, 1 feet away, 2 feet away, you know, talking in your face, and you got to be trying to tell them to separate all the time.
That's right. So, what's wrong with boundaries, though? What's wrong with letting them know that? Like, look, I don't want you near me. You ain't wearing no mask, brother. I do that all the time. If you ain't got no mask on, back up.
Man, and that's what it is. I mean, we're telling them, but, you know, at the workplace, they got to have regulations, and everybody got to be following the regulations, but certain people, it's not expected of them. You know, and I just think that's a big deal. If we can't even get the workplace to, you know, do things correctly, how are we going to get average people out there in the street, you know, putting masks on and, you know, how are we going to protect it?
Well, we can't, and that's the problem, and that's why we're in the situation that we're in now. Yeah, Americans are spoiled, bro. Americans don't listen. We don't follow rules well.
Yeah, man. And I just one or two things. I just want to shout out my mom, Lizette Williams. I love you to death. My dad,
I love her too, man.
Yeah, my brother, Brandon Williams. I just want to say one thing about my boy, Savon LeQ, out of Miami. He's a really dope rapper. I don't know if you guys ever heard of him.
Uh-uh.
But check him out. Savon LeQ, that guy, I'm telling you, he's the truth.
Savon LeQ.
Thank you, brother.
All right. Yeah.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051.
Now, we got a rumor report coming up, right?
Hmm?
What we got in rumor report?
Your peoples, they're all over social media, and, you know,
who my peoples?
I don't know if people want to cancel him or not by asking Jake Paul if his fight with Nate Robinson was a racist fight.
Oh, come on, man. Come on. We'll talk about it.
All right. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's one of their best friends of the show, Amanda Seales. It's been 10 years of y'all sitting around talking all this shit. Oh my gosh, that is such an incredible feat, and I am so honored to have witnessed and been a part of it, and just really big ups to you all for finding a home and making it your own, because I know we all love to watch y'all sit up in there and sometimes find yourselves in crazy scenarios, but work it out because you're so good people. Love you.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen up.
This just in. All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Now, shout out to Jamel Hill and Carrie Champion. They've been on the show before.
And the homies.
Yeah, they did an interview with Jake Paul, and he talked about the fight with Nate Robinson, and they asked, was it racist?
Was it racist to knock a Black man out? That is the question of the
week. No, stop asking me that. I said no.
It's not racist.
It's a shitty question. It's a sport.
Why is it a shitty question?
Because how does this have anything to do with race? It just, it doesn't.
It's a fine question. We got to wake you up. You got to be a part of this conversation.
Oh, God.
So people were upset about that question. They said it was a stupid question. I guess they tried to cancel her.
First of all,
they said it wasn't a joke. It wasn't funny.
Anybody who watched that show, the full 2-minute exchange, knows they were being sarcastic and joking. They were trolling a troll. Now, if you don't think it was funny, I get it. But let's not act like they were asking a serious question. Come on, man.
Do you have the longer version?
Come on, play it in context, yeah,
now,
please.
Now, that was the short version that people were playing.
Come on.
That people were mad about. Now, here is the longer version.
Jake, consider where we are right now in our racial conversation in America. Was what you did to Nate Robinson racist?
That is the question of the week.
Man.
Nah, stop playing with me. Come on.
Listen, Jake, it's a sensitive time right now. We just had to witness a white man just knock a Black man smooth out in front of all of America. So that's why I asked that. But just tell us about that moment real quick, because it looked like Nate was asleep before he ever even hit the canvas.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
clearly
I mean, this is what we train for. You know, at the end of the day, boxing's a sport. And, you know, you train to win. Nate is the one who called me out originally. So
I think he is frozen.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you guys now.
So let's start from the beginning. Was it racist to knock a Black man out?
Stop asking me that.
Okay.
I said no.
You can cut it. Come on, man. They were clearly being sarcastic. Clearly joking. Social media does that to everybody. If you're a media personality, eventually you're going to say something that people will manipulate and take out of context. Everybody gets a turn. Welcome to my world.
How'd you know?
Okay. what would the internet be fake caring about today? Didn't Jake Paul, wasn't he supposed to, didn't he call in last week?
Yeah, so for just some random, my peoples was at his house and they FaceTimed me and I picked up the FaceTime and he was on the FaceTime. He said he wanted to do the Breakfast Club. So I said, let's do it tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. I guess he thought it was like 9
West Coast time.
P.m. So he was on like 9 p.m. It was just the weirdest thing, but we just never got him on.
I would have asked Jake Paul, do you believe in the Black Lives Matter movement? And when he said yes, I would have said, then why did you kill Nate Robinson? That's what I would have said. Okay? Would they have been mad at me?
Definitely.
It's a better joke, though.
Yeah, it's a bad one.
Well, you know,
that sounds funny.
I'm kind of good at this.
It's a bad one. It was a better joke. But, shout out to YFN Lucci. YFN Lucci was gifted the first 2021 Maybach SUV. He was gifted by his gracious label owner. Shout to Fly. They gave him this $200,000 car, and this is the first one to be in the States. It's the same one that Ludacris was in that went viral, so he got one first.
Why are they just giving away cars? Did you say he gave it away, or did you say he bought it?
His label owner. His label owner. So,
recoupable.
His album came out, so his label owner gave him this vehicle.
That's not a gift, YFN Lucci. I just want you to know that. You'll see it on the invoice next year when tax time rolls around. All right?
Definitely going to be a write-off.
Absolutely.
Now, Trae Young. Congratulations to Trae Young. He gets his first Adidas signature sneaker. It's going to be released, when are they releasing it? In the fall 2021 season. So congratulations to him.
Drop on the clues bombs with Trae Young. I like Trae Young. Not only because he's a dope ball player, I like watching the trajectory of his career, especially when he posts old pictures and how, I guess he used to be around a lot of NBA players when he was young. So it's just like a young man who knew what he wanted to do early on and actually did it.
Made it happen.
I respect things like that.
Yep. Also, The Weeknd, he's dropping a sneaker collaboration with Bape. So I don't know how that works because I know The Weeknd signed a deal with Puma. So maybe his deal with Puma was up. Or let me see. Release the brand XOP. I don't know. But
people still wear Bapes? I'm not a sneaker guy, so I don't know. They do?
Yeah, they do. Okay. It's one of those things like our board out wears a lot of Tommy Hilfiger, so it's kind of like a throwback.
He don't count. He don't know anybody.
Why does
he
count? What's that supposed to mean?
He gets it from TJ Maxx. You know?
That's not true.
And he has a crush on Andy Hilfiger from what he said.
Andy Hilfiger's my guy, but I wear vintage Tommy Hilfiger.
So. We know that's your guy.
Drop on a clue bomb for Dramos. I like the fact that Dramos does his own thing, even if it's not in style.
Yes. So if you want the colorways, it's a black and white.
You shot the target.
What's wrong with that?
What do you mean with
How dare
that?
You insult Target?
Talking about style, you had a Marvel jacket from the kids section on yesterday. You talking about me
First of
over
all,
here.
That wasn't a Marvel jacket from the kids section. That was a homemade jacket somebody made me with a bunch of cities in South Carolina on it. Okay, you show some respect. All right.
That damn Marvel jacket.
Well, if you want that Weeknd collabo, it comes out December 12th. Black and white colorway. I'm sure your kids will be stressing you for it, so make sure you get out there or go to the website bape.com. All right. And that is your rumor report. Now, when we come back, we got front page news. We're talking coronavirus. Vaccine, they might make you take this vaccine. So we'll talk about
that
it.
That was
when we
the
come
plan
back.
From the beginning.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get some front page news. Dan, come here for a second, please. Now, tonight is the first night of Hanukkah. Now, just grab that mic. What does that mean?
Why are you asking Dan this?
Because Dan
give us some context.
Dan is Jewish.
Okay, give the people some context.
It means it's the first night of Hanukkah.
Huh?
It means it's the first night of Hanukkah.
But what are you doing the first night of Hanukkah? Is it a celebration?
So you have dinner with the family, and there's eight nights of it. So on the first night, you have dinner with your family. You light one candle for the first night. And then at sundown, you're supposed to open up one gift if your parents do the eight nights of gifts.
So what do you do December 25th when the world is celebrating Christmas?
Watch a movie and get Chinese food.
Okay.
Right. Dan, tell him mind his business. Matter of fact, ask him what happens on the first day of Kwanzaa, since he just wants to,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, answer.
That's right.
First day of Kwanzaa?
You don't know how to say Kwanzaa.
Exactly. Charlamagne, what happens on the first day of Kwanzaa?
I don't know. My true love gave to me. I don't know. I'm
just asking. I'm just trying to educate myself. I don't know what happens on the first night of Hanukkah, but it's on my paper, and I wanted to know. Is that all right with you? I'm asking questions, because I don't know.
Okay.
All right, now, let's talk coronavirus. Now, yesterday was one of the highest single-day total in a pandemic, 3,124 people. Now, it's a lot. Now, they're saying that 50% of the population say they will not take the vaccine, and they're saying that they might have to mandate the vaccine.
Oh, my God.
And they're also saying, yes, your boss can fire you, possibly, if you refuse to get a COVID vaccine.
Listen, by the way, all you Trumpers who feel like a mandatory vaccine mandate is infringing on your civil liberties, keep in mind, Trump is still president, okay? Operation Warp Speed, that was all his idea. All right, so listen to your guy. And this is your fault they have to do a mandatory mandate because y'all don't listen. If you wore your mask and social distance, we wouldn't be in this position to begin with.
Well, Dr. Fauci has a message for all his brothers and sisters.
The very vaccine that's one of the two that has shown to be clearly safe, that vaccine was actually developed by a team of scientists led by Dr. Barney Graham and his close colleague, Dr. Kizmekia Corbett, or Kizzy Corbett. Kizzy is an African-American scientist who is right at the forefront of the development of the vaccine. So the first thing you might want to say to my African-American brothers and sisters is that the vaccine that you're going to be take was developed by an African-American woman.
In the words of Stephen A. Smith, we don't care. Okay, we simply don't care. All right, so with a period. Drop one of Clues Bombs for that, Sister Kizzy. All right, but it's not her that we don't trust. It's you, America. It's the government. You know why some black people don't trust the vaccine? Things like the Tuskegee experiment. And I will keep saying this over and over. Never in the history of my existence, in my 42 years of life, have I seen this country in a rush to remedy anything that was hurting the black community.
But
okay, poverty, trash-ass schools, health care, mental health care services, they never in a rush to put any of those kind of resources in our communities, but they in a rush to put this damn vaccine in? Come on, man.
But they're not just saying, we just giving it to black people, though. They giving it to everybody.
So why he just told you about Kizzy? Why he just told you about Kizzy and said his brothers and sisters?
Because a lot of black people said they ain't taking
stop.
It. But they're not just giving it. It's not like they're saying, you know what? We're just going to get this vaccine to black people. Mm-hmm. Black people, this is only for you. They're giving it to everybody.
No, that's very true. But they are saying things like, we have to make sure that the black community gets this first because they are being impacted by it the most. It's so many things that impact the black community and hurt the black community that I've never seen them in a rush to remedy. All right?
So I guess you're not taking the vaccine.
I don't take vaccines. I haven't taken a vaccine in my adult age. I'm sure when I was a kid, I took them for chicken pox and smallpox and whatever other vaccines you had to have to be in school. But no, I don't. You get the flu vaccine every year.
I got it this year. Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. I don't get it every year, but I did get it this year. And the reason I got it this year is because my doctor said if you catch COVID, we need to know if it's a flu or if it's COVID. So if you have the vaccine, we know what it is. So that's why I took the flu shot.
And like Melissa called earlier, because I had read this yesterday, the fact that, you know, when you get a flu shot, they are putting a little bit of the flu in you, right?
Correct.
That's not in these COVID shots. They're not putting a little bit of COVID in you.
Mm.
I don't know what the hell it is.
So you want something in you?
Man, shut up, man.
All right. That is...
That's what envy want. You put that goddamn vaccine in an enema, envy will take it.
That is front page news. Now, when we come back... On a serious note, January 5th, it's a race in Georgia for a Senate.
Senate runoff races.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we have two gentlemen that's running for those seats.
They're like the run the jewels of politics.
That's right. Reverend Raphael Warnock mm-hmm. and John Ossoff. So we're going to talk to them when we come back, so don't move. Georgia, this is very important. Very important, Georgia. So make sure you keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Back. You're checking out the world's most dangerous morning show.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, there's a very important race going down January 5th in Georgia, right?
That's right. It's the Senate runoff race between Reverend Ralph Warnock and John Ossoff are up for these two Senate seats.
And they're here right now. Good morning, guys.
Thank you so much.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Glad to have you both.
Now, explain to the people what's going on in Georgia.
Yes, listen, we are deeply honored to be running for the U.S. Senate. I'm Raphael Warnock, a pastor of Ebenezer Baptist Church, spiritual home of Martin Luther King Jr. and John Lewis. Grateful to be running alongside my brother from another mother's. I've been calling him John Ossoff at this defining moment in American history. Who would have thought that when the dust settled on November 3rd, of all the Senate races in the country, there would be two runoffs and both would be in Georgia, and that these two Senate races would literally define and determine the direction of the country and the work that we must do in the days ahead. I'm honored as a kid who grew up in public housing, first college graduate in my family to be running for the Senate. It suggests that the American dream is very much alive. It's just slipping away from too many people.
You got a young Jewish journalist, son of an immigrant, mentored by John Lewis, running alongside a black preacher who holds Dr. King's pulpit at Ebenezer Church, together building this movement for health, jobs, and justice for the people. and we're taking on like the Bonnie and Clyde of corruption in politics. David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, both too busy enriching themselves in office to take care of the people they represent.
Wow.
You know, I was watching you the other day, Rev, going up against Kelly Loeffler, and I really wanted you to keep hammering home the fact that she voted to defund the police, because she kept trying to put that on you. So I was like, why doesn't he keep repeating that over and over and over and over? Why'd you take the foot off the gas in that situation?
When you're in the midst of a debate, there are a lot of things you're trying to respond to, and certainly my primary focus was to keep the people of Georgia at the center. It's clear to me that they were going to keep saying you want to defund the police no matter what I said. That claim really doesn't have a thing to do with me. It's a play. It's a talking point, a canned cookie cutter response that they're just running all across the country. But you're right. She voted to defund the police. When I've worked to reform our criminal justice system, I've in fact worked with law enforcement officers and activists trying to push us toward a more just system.
Now, let me ask you guys, now, what are you going to do for Georgia? Georgia has a lot going on. Of course, we got to talk about, you know, students and their student fees and their graduation rates. We got to talk about the COVID-19. We got to talk about the housing market. There's a lot going on in Atlanta right now, Georgia right now, especially COVID. I go down to Atlanta and I feel like I'm the only one with a mask on, which scares me. So how are you guys going to help Georgia?
So, Andy, we kind of have to demystify political discussions. Like, it's not a mystery where we need to go and what we need to do.
Right.
In the short term, we got to beat the virus by letting doctors and scientists do their job, and we got to get direct financial relief to the people. And that means cash for Americans and help for small businesses. And then we have a much larger task ahead of us, because we got to pass civil rights and voting rights legislation. We got to pass student debt relief. We have to make sure every American has great health care. I mean, the path forward is really clear. The next 2 years can be the most productive for civil rights and voting rights since 1964 or 1965, but only if we win these two Senate races. They will block everything if they can. That's why these races matter so much. Like, we can look back on what happened this summer after Breonna Taylor and Ahmaud Arbery were killed, that peaceful mobilization nationally in the streets. We can look back at that as having the same impact that the march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama in 1965 did, when John Lewis and Hosea Williams and Amelia Boynton led that march, paving the way for the Voting Rights Act of 65. We can pass a new Civil Rights Act and a new Voting Rights Act. But to everybody who's just tuning into these races across the country, these two Senate runoffs are for control of the United States Senate. And they will try to do to Joe and Kamala just like they tried to do to Barack Obama, if they still control the U.S. Senate, which is why we have to win both these races.
Can you expound on the new Civil Rights Act, John? Because I actually got put onto the new Civil Rights Act. You know who put me on to you? I saw Killer Mike post about you. And Killer Mike was like, yo, John Ossoff follows me. I'm supporting him. So I went to your page, and I'm like, oh, he follows me too. So I went to go start looking about some of the things that, you know, you believe in. And the new Civil Rights Act was interesting to me. What is that exactly?
The Department of Justice has a civil rights division. That's one of the agencies within DOJ. And it needs to be empowered to uphold equal protection under the law. We need national standards for the use of force by law enforcement. We need to be able to bring real accountability against individual officers, against police departments, against prosecutors, against judges, against jails and prisons where there is race and class bias in our criminal justice system. The 14th Amendment of our Constitution is already meant to guarantee equal protection. But when Ahmaud Arbery is shot to death in broad daylight in the street on camera and the local police and prosecutors look the other way, it makes a mockery of equal protection. And it's the job of Congress to pass legislation that will hold those local authorities accountable for that kind of misconduct. We need to reform federal drug laws. We need to end prison sentencing for nonviolent drug offenders. We need to legalize cannabis. We need to reform our prison system to bring conditions in prisons and jails up to humane standards. And Reverend has been working so hard and diligently on criminal justice reform for so long. I want to throw the mic to Reverend Warnock, if you'll let me, Charlemagne, and have him pick
up. Yeah, thank you. I've been working on this issue for years, focused on ending mass incarceration, which I see as, if not the, certainly one of the defining moral domestic issues of our time. The United States of America, the land of the free, is the mass incarceration capital of the world. We are 4% of the world's population. We warehouse 25% of the world's prisoners. We've got a greater percentage of our Black population in prison than did South Africa at the height of apartheid. No other nation state comes close to the numbers of people in prison, the percentage of our population in prison. And a lot of this came really over the last four decades following the death of Martin Luther King Jr. Part of the reason I've been so focused on this is when you think about all the issues that Dr. King and others with him fought against, voting discrimination, job discrimination, housing discrimination, where and how in America does that get reinscribed? Within the context of the criminal justice system, where people get the stigma of being convicted, and sometimes, in some occasions, they're not even convicted, just arrested. And housing discrimination is legal, job discrimination is legal. And so last summer at my church, we convened a multiracial, multi-faith conference focused on all of these issues. We've been expunging the records of, we had the first one-stop shop to expunge criminal arrest records at my church that we had in this region. One of the most powerful moments in my ministry was that day I walked in my church and the sanctuary was filled with people, and literally everybody in church that Saturday morning had a record. And as a preacher, I have to tell you, that's true every Sunday. Everybody's got some kind of record. And none of us wants to be judged by our worst moment.
That's right.
And so we've been expunging criminal arrest records, giving people a chance. In fact, we had one just for veterans. While they're trying to act like I don't support veterans and military families, we had a Veterans Day expungement event. And so this is the work that we have to do, and we're going to remain focused on it.
All right, we have more with Reverend Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we were telling you about a Senate runoff January 5th in Georgia. Reverend Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. So you got to get out and vote in there with us still this morning. Charlamagne?
Reverend, let me ask you a question. Is there a place for God in politics? And the reason I say that is because I'm a man of faith. But those conservatives and Republicans, they claim to be people of faith, too. So how do you have a moral compass when it comes to politics, like a spiritual compass, so to speak?
You know, Frederick Douglass said that he never had a slave master as brutal as his Christian slave master.
Damn.
You know, religion too often is used as a cudgel and a weapon, which is why I'm leading in my faith. And I'm not going to hide it, because I think we make a mistake when we see the values conversation to the folks who are pushing forward an agenda of racism, bigotry, and xenophobia, and using the cover of religion to justify it. That's nothing new. We've seen that for centuries. And so the answer to that is not to cede the space. Mm-hmm. How are we going to give the values conversation over to people who devalue other people?
That's right.
My faith is not a weapon. It's not a cudgel to beat down people's humanity. It's a bridge to draw us together and bring us closer. As I said the other night, I'm a Matthew 25 Christian. I was hungry and you fed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to see about me. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. Mm-hmm. Think about that with respect to our need to have a comprehensive immigration policy. And they asked, Lord, when were you hungry? When were you a stranger? When were you sick? When were you in prison? Inasmuch as you've done it unto the least of these, you've done it also unto me. And so my faith, Charlamagne, doesn't mean that I bring the doctrine and the sectarian sort of views of my religion into public policy, but the values that I think are resident in all the great faith traditions and in other people of moral courage who claim no particular faith tradition at all: love, compassion, justice, mercy, truth-telling. That's what we bring into the public square.
Now, Charlamagne, these two brothers have to go. So if you got one last question, then I want them to talk to the people of Georgia one more time and tell them how important it is to get out there and vote and why they should vote for you guys. You got one more, Charlamagne?
Two more, actually. One for John. John, you were an investigative journalist, right?
That's right.
How would that impact the way you operate as a politician? Because investigative journalists and politicians don't really deal with facts anymore.
Well, we certainly deal with facts where I work, and I run a company called Insight TWI. Folks can check it out online. We produce investigations of war crimes. We produce frontline conflict reports. We produce long-term undercover investigations of judicial corruption, human trafficking, death squads, murder for hire schemes, quack doctors. We follow the facts where they lead. And I do this work because I'm passionate about confronting and exposing injustice and the abuse of power and corruption. And we need an investigative spirit in Washington right now, because at the root of so much of this, Charlemagne, is corruption. Leadership like Donald Trump's, that only grows out of soil that's already been poisoned. The level of distrust and anger and inequality, the mass incarceration that we're seeing, the growth of the private prison industry. By the way, my opponent, David Perdue, heavily funded by the private prison industry, which wields huge political power. The way insurance and drug companies prevent any action to make healthcare affordable. The way the oil and gas industries prevent any action on the environment. The way the financial services industry prevents us from taking action on student loan debt. All of that is because of corruption. The work that I do as a journalist is about exposing and rooting out corruption. And in the U.S. Senate, I will relentlessly and fearlessly go after corruption wherever it is. And I'll work to reform our campaign finance system, get corporate money out of politics, get secret money out of politics, because that's why it's so difficult to get things done. We got people in office. My opponent, I saw you. Don't even say his name.
Don't even, because if he can't show up to debate you, he shouldn't even get his name acknowledged.
Because I watched the show, Charlemagne, and I saw that you gave him Donkey of the Day for not debating. Like, imagine being a sitting U.S. senator, too much of a coward to battle your opponent in public. You haven't held a public town hall meeting in 6 years. He doesn't grant interviews to local press. If you want some of his time, you have to pay for it. He puts it in writing.
Wow.
Like, he puts it in writing that for a $7,500 corporate check, you get 4 meetings a year, a retreat on a private island, access to his home, and an end of year phone call. And we tend to associate corruption with like overt criminality. But what we have in America is a system of legalized and normalized corruption. We don't even see it because it's how the system is designed. And we have to reform that system in order to be able to get things done, like criminal justice reform, affordable health care, action on student debt, action on the environment.
I just want to say real quick, I know they got to go. Rev, Kelly is pushing back. Kelly Loeffler, she said she didn't actually vote to defund the police. It was a catch-all spending bill that she voted on September 29th that kept the government from shutting down. That's what she's saying.
Look, she voted to defund the police. And, you know, she'll stick to these talking points. She's the one sitting in the United States Senate, and she should be held accountable for her voting record. And I intend to hold her accountable.
All right. Well, one last time, just tell the people out there why they need to get out, why it's so important to get out there in Georgia, get out there and vote, why it's so important. And this is the time. This is what they need. Just because Kamala's in office doesn't mean it's over. Tell them why it's so important to get out there and vote.
Absolutely. We don't elect a king. We elect presidents. Mm-hmm. Although the man sitting there seems to be confused right now about this country and the nonviolent transfer of power. It's difficult to overstate how important this moment is. Healthcare is on the ballot. The dignity of work is on the ballot. We've been calling workers essential workers. We ought to pay them an essential wage. We ought to provide for them essential benefits. And the future of our democracy is on the ballot. Too often we can't get things done in this country because somebody else owns our democracy. Large corporations and people who are well connected, or through voter suppression, the voices of people are diminished. And for those of you wondering about that, let me tell you, the answer to voter suppression is to go vote. And so we are well positioned here in Georgia to make a difference. John and I are laying it all on the line. We're putting it all on the field. And early voting starts on December 14th.
Mm-hmm.
So tell everybody, call your auntie, all of them, Ray, Joe, all of them. Let them know that they've got to vote. Early voting starts December 14th. Election Day is January 5th, but don't wait until January 5th. We no longer talk about Election Day. It's election season. Spend January 5th getting the folks who haven't voted in your circle out to vote. If somebody asks you for your phone number, tell them, I don't date people who don't vote. Ask them for their voter card.
Damn right.
Everybody's got to show up. We got to win this election.
Absolutely.
And Envy, Charlemagne, thank you for having us. Thank you for what you do. And just to build on what the Reverend said, I want people to feel hope in their hearts right now about what's possible. Donald Trump is leaving. It looks like maybe slowly but surely he will come to terms with that. Maybe not, but he's going. We have the chance to write the next chapter in our history. We should feel hopeful about that. But we can't think that just because Biden and Harris got in, that now that's going to happen. We need to remember what happened to President Obama. They blocked everything,
right?
Mm-hmm. Because they held the Senate. So if you care about passing a new Voting Rights Act, a new Civil Rights Act, if you care about student debt relief, if you care about our environment, if you want to take on the insurance and drug companies that are ripping off our families at the hospital and at the pharmacy every single day,
the criminalizing,
if you care, if you care about legalizing cannabis, if you care about taking these steps that most people support, if you want to see a big investment in jobs and infrastructure and clean energy, if you want to see direct relief flow to the people right now during the crisis, we can do all these things. We can really actually achieve a lot, and we should feel good about that. But if we don't win these Senate races, they will block everything. They will stop it in its tracks. Reb, is it warnockforgeorgia.com?
Yes, my website is warnockforgeorgia.com. Go there. Also go to electjohn, J-O-N.
See, we operate as a team.
Man, y'all like the political version of Run the Jewels. It's like Killer Mike and LP bouncing back and forth on the mic.
No, this is more like Lethal Weapon 3.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, guys, and good luck. And, you know, we'll continue to push for you guys.
Okay, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Peace.
All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Drama had to check Nick in the room real quick. Nick is our cameraman. Drama's told him, look alive. We don't pay you to be on our phone, damn it. That's what I'm talking about.
Wow. Yep. People all get too comfortable out here.
That's right, Dramos. You keep it up, one day you'll be a senior executive.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk about a baby on the way.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
I just want to tell you, I hate when Yee's not here because I hate these stories just sit like...
Oh, you love it, girl. Come on, give me some tea. Come
all right.
Well, spill that tea.
It seems like G Herbo and his fiance Tiana Williams is expecting. Now, we all know he's in court for a $1.5 million fraud scheme. But yesterday when he was in court, his lawyer said this. His lawyer says Herbo has a fiance who is 4 months pregnant and lives in New Jersey. He sees her frequently and needs to continue to see her, and that's because he was asking to be allowed to travel from Chicago and California to New Jersey.
Now, what's wrong with reporting that story? All you're doing is congratulating that happy couple on having a baby.
Yeah, but let them put it out when they want to put it out.
Oh, I thought it was already out.
No, I mean, I guess the lawyer did it in court to speak to the judge, but it came out because people are in court. They're reading the documents, so.
Okay, well, congratulations to them. I just thought you felt the way because you're a man, all right? Even though you got all that salmon on.
This is pink.
Oh, dropping the clues bombs for you being progressive. Okay.
Now, all right.
Boys don't have to just wear blue.
There you go.
Stepping up.
There you go. Stepping up. I hate you guys, man. Now, also, G Herbo's baby mother, Ari the Don, they said in the court papers that she would have to testify against him. And she responded, she said, I was subpoenaed to court because of the timing of the relationship. She said, I can't tell Ish. Because I don't know Ish, so stop trying Ish. So she says she knows nothing.
I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
Okay, good. It's not for you, old man. Action Bronson, he reveals how he lost over 125 pounds. He was nearly 400 pounds at one time.
The tipping point was literally a scale. And I got on the scale that morning, and I saw 375. And I was just like, what the f*** did I do to myself? Because I had no idea, you know, I hadn't gotten on a scale in a f***ing year, and man, I'd done some serious damage.
This man is dedicated. This man has chopped off 100
Almost, we're getting 130 pounds.
130 pounds.
Since March.
That's a whole other human. Yeah. There's some humans who weigh 130 pounds. Salute to Action Bronson, man.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to that point where you look down and you can no longer see your penis, it's time to do something.
Did you get there before?
Never.
Okay. Now, people are mad at Twista, right? Because Twista posted this on yesterday. He posted a picture of Gabourey Sidibe and Bernice Burgos. On one side, he says Gabourey Sidibe, 401k, makes $30 an hour. She has a couch. She has a house, a car, IG, no kids. And then she said B, which is a picture of Bernice Burgos. It says no job, stays on the couch all day. No couch, no car, 12K followers, three kids, and three bedrooms. Which one you choosing?
A. On A. A got it going on. You say, what you said now? You what name of everything A got?
A got a 401k.
Boom.
$30 an hour.
Boom.
A couch.
Yes.
A house.
Yeah.
Car.
Yeah.
No kids.
A.
And then he posted a picture of Gabourey sitting.
And it ain't got nothing to do with the kids part. It's the fact that, you know, I got a little bird in me. So I want that money. I want access to that 401k.
Okay. And then he, you know, so people were upset with him and say, how would you how you compare the two? Because he was comparing two different black women. You know, he had Gabourey Sidibé one time at one side and Bernice Burgos.
But don't they do would you rather all the time? Don't they do that on the internet all the time? What would you want or something? I don't freaking know.
So Bernice Burgos said, at the end of the day, we're women and we are winning in every aspect of the game. What do you gain from trying to divide us?
Oh, I get it now. So it's the images they were comparing.
Correct.
Oh, see, you know, you see all of these memes all of the time, and you know they use everybody's pictures. So I thought you was breaking down what one has versus what the other has.
You know, Bernice got more than 12,000 followers.
It's not like they said, "Yo, what would you rather have, Gabourey Sidibé or Bernice Burgos?" That's different. If you just put it at the two, I was thinking about what you actually were naming.
So, are you still on A?
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
All right.
401k, baby.
All right. Well, I'm married. I ain't picking A or B.
Shut up. It's a game.
I ain't playing. It's a game.
I like playing with light-skinned people.
I don't want to play that game. You want to play that game?
It's a game.
Also, it looks like Mo3's murder suspect reportedly was arrested. Now, Mo3 is the rapper from Dallas. We've seen the pictures, and I didn't have video, but the pictures of him getting shot and killed on a Dallas highway. They believe that the murder suspect has been arrested in Dallas.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good, because a person like that, you got to get off the street, because all they're going to do is do that again to somebody that you love.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You don't wait until it hits close to home to get people like that off the street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And lastly, Gossip in the City is reporting that Zoe Dallas was shot multiple times in Miami last night while heading to a strip club. They're saying a story developing. So I hope not. Zoe Dallas has been on The Breakfast Club numerous times, several times, I believe twice or three times. And cool dude. I see him all the time, speak to him all the time. So I hope that is not true. I hope he is doing
okay. Why you ain't reach out to him first you just put that out there?
I just
like
found
that
out like 2 minutes ago.
You should have texted him and asked him.
I did.
He hasn't responded?
No.
Oh. Well, I hope the story is not true now, just so you learn a lesson about reporting stuff you just see online.
You know what?
I really hope it's not true. Now, well, first of all, I hope it's not true because I don't want to see that brother in that condition. But secondly, I hope it's not true just so you learn a lesson.
See, this and this is my problem with The Breakfast Club. This is my problem with The Breakfast Club, right? If I report a story that's out, he says, that's not gossip. Give me some gossip. Give me something I don't know. Give me something that might be. Then I report something that I, reported from Gossip of the City. Then he goes, why are you going to report a story you don't know about? Why are you going to do that?
Well, shouldn't be listening to me.
All right. Okay. I hate you, man.
You should not be listening to me. Who told you to listen to me?
I hate you, man.
All right.
I don't know why I listen to you. All right. Well, that is your rumor report. Now, Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Man, there's a punk-ass mall Santa in Atlanta that we need to highlight. All right. We need to talk to this punk-ass mall Santa. And I'm glad I don't know his real name, but I need to know his real name because he don't need to be no damn mall Santa. He need to be a Grinch. But we're going to talk about it for after the hour.
What?
Punk-ass mall Santa taking his job too damn serious. Top flight mall Santa. We're going to talk about it.
Gracious, what did Santa do to you?
No, it's not what Santa did to me. It's what Santa did to a young little four-year-old child.
Goodness gracious. All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Mountain Dew is partnering with HBCUs in an effort to uplift the next generation of badass black innovators and entrepreneurs with the Real Change Opportunity Fund Pitch Competition, empowering students to go out and do. Visit MountainDew.com/realchange to enter.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw. Okay. Donkey of the Day. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, December 10th, goes to a punk-ass Illinois mall Santa who broke the heart of a four-year-old kid named Michael, I think the kid's name was. Maybe I made that up. I don't know where I got that name from. Now, listen, man, keep in mind that your Uncle Charlotte grew up on A Christmas Story. In fact, Christmas Story is my favorite holiday movie of all time. But even though it's early, I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment. Jingle Jangle, currently playing on Netflix, is challenging that spot. But Ralphie and the Christmas Story is my all-time favorite Christmas movie, and never have I watched that movie and felt sorry for Ralphie. I always thought everyone was giving Ralphie sound advice when he was asking for that Red Ryder BB gun. Okay, no, you can't have this for Christmas. You'll shoot your eye out. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, let me school you. Play the clip.
What do you want for Christmas, little boy?
My mind had gone blank. Frantically, I tried to remember what it was I wanted. I was blowing it, blowing it.
How about a nice football? Okay, get him out of here.
A football? Oh, no. What was I doing? Wake up, stupid. Wake up. No.
No, I want an official Red Ryder carbonizer. Do you want to jet my laser rifle?
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Sound advice, okay? Not only did Santa tell him no, you'll shoot your eye out, he kicked him down the slide. Beat it. I never felt sorry for Ralphie, okay? I think that's a perfectly logical reason to not buy that Red Ryder BB gun. Who wants to shoot your eye out? I respected everyone for telling Ralphie the truth, especially Santa. I mean, if Santa was really real, do you think he would just give you everything you asked for? No.
Yes.
He would have to use some discernment because y'all would be asking for a bunch of stuff you don't need. And some things that you would ask for are just dangerous, so Santa couldn't just give you everything you want, right? Well, this is what happened in Illinois. In Illinois, a mall Santa decided to tell the truth. Let's go to Fox News for the report, please.
A mall Santa gets politically correct, turning down one little boy's request for Christmas. Watch.
What do you want for Christmas? No, no guns.
Nerf guns.
No, not even a Nerf gun. If your dad wants to get it for you, that's fine, but I can't bring it to you. But what else would you like?
It's okay if your dad...
Stop right there. Stop right there. Now... The kid asked for a Nerf gun. Santa said, no, no guns. The mom said, it's a Nerf gun. And Santa said, no. If his dad wants to get it for him, his dad can get it for him. I can't bring it. The little boy burst into tears. You got to watch the video. He runs off. It's sad. Now, this is why Santa is getting donkey of the day, this mall Santa. Number one, Santa Claus isn't real.
Yes, he is.
Shut up.
You stop that.
And being that he's not real, there is absolutely no reason to take your job as a mall Santa so serious. Every single toy, video game console, animal, Apple product these kids ask for when you're a mall Santa, just say yes. It's all about imagination. What those kids get for Christmas isn't your responsibility. See, it's one thing when we tell kids the story of Santa Claus and we make them believe this chunky Caucasian in a sleigh with flying reindeer is sliding down chimneys on Christmas Eve giving you what you want. But it's another when you as an adult believe it. Okay, for all you kids out there listening who don't have chimneys, ask your parents today, how is Santa getting in the house?
Window.
If y'all don't have a chimney. Uh-huh.
Window.
And watch them study their ass off. Knock it off. Not gonna tell you, how you gonna tell people not to break and enter, but then tell them this fat white man can just jump through your window?
Magic.
Oh, shut up. Personally, I think the story of Santa Claus is cruel and unusual punishment for poor and disenfranchised kids across this country. Okay, imagine telling those kids Santa brings you any and everything you want. All you have to do is be nice. Don't be naughty. Write a letter and you get what you want. Got little kids in the ghetto asking for their parents to get jobs, asking for clean water, asking for things that we take for granted like breakfast. All right? All I want is some bacon. And Santa can't bring none of it, all right? Don't no kid deserve that, just like that little four-year-old didn't deserve to be told that he couldn't get his brand-new Nerf gun. Listen, Mall Santa, you have one job. One, sell the dream. You got the audacity, the unmitigated jingle gall to tell this little four-year-old boy, if your dad wants to get it for you, that's fine, but I can't bring it to you? Play that clip one more time. It is one more time.
The mall Santa said no to a Nerf gun, which was all the little kid wanted. The next day...
Stop. I don't want that. I wanted the crying part, Drum.
You want crying?
Start it from the top. I want the crying part.
A mall Santa gets politically correct, turning down one little boy's request for Christmas. Watch.
What do you want for Christmas? No guns.
Nerf guns.
No, not even a Nerf gun. If your dad wants to get it for you, that's fine, but I can't bring it to you. But what else would you like?
It's okay. If your dad...
No.
stop. Boy, that cry that comes from deep down inside a child. Listen, man, you got to speak the truth to the youth. And the truth is, Dad and Mom are getting the gifts for you, okay? They're getting the gifts for you. Santa isn't real. So why the hell would
stop
he tell?
It, man.
No, man. Why the hell would he tell this little kid what he can't bring when he knows he's not bringing anything to begin with? You saw how that little four-year-old boy burst into tears? That's how poor, poverty-stricken kids of all colors feel every year. We need to stop playing with these kids' emotions and tell them the truth, all right? Do you know what happens when you lie to kids about Santa? This is what happens. Riley Freeman, talk to him.
Dear Santa, you are a bitch.
That's right.
Wait. Hold up. Dear Santa, you are a ass.
That's right, Riley.
I heard the mall is hiring extra security to protect you. That's a bitch move, Santa. I'm coming for that ass again until you pay what you owe. Sincerely yours, the Santa Stalker.
That's right. And this is why that mall Santa in Illinois needs his ass whipped. Your job is to simply make kids feel good. Let the parents handle the rest. You don't tell my kid what they can and can't receive. You don't know how my bank account is set up. And if you're not going to actually pull up with the sleigh, the reindeer, and the gifts, shut your ho-ho-hoing ass up forever. All right? Please give this mall Santa from Harlem Irving Plaza in Illinois the biggest hee-haw. Now, I really wish I knew this guy's name so I can encourage him to never play Santa again. A person like that should only be regulated to being a Grinch. Now, on a more positive note, Harlem Irving Plaza Mall did do something nice. Let's listen.
The mall Santa said no to a Nerf gun, which was all the little kid wanted. The next day, the mall apologized, and then they sent out a very special delivery to that kid's house.
There was a mistake made yesterday, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we're so sorry about that. I heard about this up at the North Pole.
Yeah.
And I rushed down to help.
This is crazy, this thing.
That's sweet. Too bad that poor kid will never have Santa bring him anything ever again for the rest of his life. Setting that little boy up for failure. But whatever. Merry Christmas.
Kids, if you're out there listening, Santa is real. People who don't believe in Santa don't believe in magic, and that's why they have a lot of shortcomings in life. Like, look at my co-host. He's very short, and the reason he's so short is because he doesn't believe in Santa. If he believed in Santa, he would be like 6 foot.
Keep in mind, this is the same guy who comes in here with paint on his face every day and wants us to believe his beard is real. So being that he tries to sell us that, of course he would try to sell us on Santa Claus. All right?
All right. Well, let's keep it moving. 85 South Show will be joining us next. You know those brothers.
That's right. 85 South Show. You can now listen to the 85 South Show on the Black Effect iHeartRadio Podcast Network. We'll discuss.
All right. Carlos Miller, Chico Bean, and DC Young Fly.
My guys.
Here next. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Ride with the mob. Yo, this is ASAP Ferg. We celebrating the 10th year anniversary for The Breakfast Club. Shout out to Angela Yee. Shout out to Envy. Shout out to my boy Charlamagne Tha God. Y'all have done an amazing job. One of my favorite shows to watch.
The Breakfast Club.
Back. You're checking out the world's most dangerous morning show.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building.
Young legends.
85 South. What's up, guys? Woo! 85 South. So what's going on? Now, Charlamagne changed. I want to tell y'all, Charlamagne changed. He signed a new contract. He's an executive now. You got to talk to him a certain way. He got a lot more money, so I'm just letting y'all know. He changed on us.
Y'all don't got to do that. Envy got to do that, though.
All
that
money you got, you mad? Come on, Envy, stop it. You got too much money to be hating.
So we going to act like we didn't sit here and watch DJ Envy call Charlamagne Bay 4 or 5 times?
Yeah.
That's what we're going
to
do this
morning. Ask them to come here.
Y'all mad at that? That man said, give me an ass.
I got bunk beds somewhere in that building. I know y'all do.
You know they stay there.
He said it's a bunk bed in the building.
That man gave
y'all
me an ass.
Y'all got a bunk bed y'all sleeping in at night. I know y'all.
Y'all don't say nothing about the ass he gave me, but y'all talk about me calling man Bay.
Whoa!
I don't know what he's talking about.
That sounded crazy.
Whoa. I don't know what he's talking about.
That did sound a little crazy.
Cut. We got to move out the crib, y'all. So I'm going on.
Whoa, yeah, that almost logged out on that one.
What ain't damn vaccine better? Hurry up and come out.
This man,
he ain't mean it like that. It was a prop. It was a
it was a
replica of an ass.
A replica of his ass. That man got a replica of his ass. He sat there. They imprinted his ass. He put it in a box and gave it to me for Valentine's Day.
It was a joke.
So wait a minute. Time out. Wait a minute. So you had a sculpture of your ass.
It wasn't my ass.
That was his ass.
It was an ass.
That was a black ass.
That was a sculpture of your ass.
Damn, I don't got it in here.
From the circumference all the way around, and you sent it to my boy DJ Envy.
And it had the balls, DC. It had the balls attached to it.
That's terrible, man.
Hey, man, y'all wait. Why y'all wait till we get on here to start talking about this man,
hey,
y'all could have had that conversation.
I'm glad
right
we
before
Carlos started it.
He started it.
No, he said something about y'all calling each other bait, and then DJ Envy to let the cat out the bag. And
he done opened it up.
No. Wait, it went from bay to Chico talking about bunk beds, then to the ass.
That's
Hey, man, what else going on?
I don't never want no good shit like y'all got.
What else going on?
Hey, hey, no, we did see Meg twerking. Tory Lanez, a wild boy. Tory Lanez said you doing all that on the gram, but can't take no.
I did just see that.
Yes, Tory Lanez tweeted Tory, that. That's a wild boy,
oh,
man.
Oh, never. He said that.
Was wild. Yes.
That was wild.
Yeah, he said that. He crazy.
Y'all back on the road now, though, right? Ain't y'all going? Don't y'all got a show this weekend?
I got a show this weekend. I'm at Columbus in Tunica. Oh, me and Carlos in Tunica, Mississippi this weekend.
But I saw y'all posting about being at a school. I thought I saw 85 Tasha gonna be at a school this weekend.
No, that's the old man. Show. Y'all gotta read.
Yeah, that's the old show. That's the show from that we did at Texas Southern.
D, you done turned into an executive. You don't think you gotta read no more, Charlie?
Gracious.
So y'all back on the road. You're not scared about Corona?
Or y'all, you in Atlanta? I know you ain't scared about no damn coronavirus.
Who? I ain't going out, D fool.
You just said you got a show.
I'm on stage. They back there. I'm up here. I can watch motherfuckers. So when they walk up, I'm like, hey, where you going? Don't get too close. Hey, I caught it one time.
Oh, you had it?
Hell yeah. And then, damn it, why did I say that? Because this is going to be air well. All right. I had it, okay?
How bad was it?
4-5 months ago. Motherfucker be like, pull up the doctor's screen. I had it 4-5 months ago.
Was it bad? Did you have symptoms? You had symptoms and all that?
Man, I almost passed the f- out. I almost did the D.L. Hughley, but I wasn't on stage. You feel what I'm saying? I was just walking, and I was like, damn, bro, I'm getting hot like a motherfucker. I'm starting to feel my heartbeat real fast and shit. So I went to go get checked, and they were like, yeah, you positive. I was like, shit, I knew that. I just want to know what the hell, what type of medicine y'all got. But I quarantined for like 14 days, though.
You was
sound
good.
Like you went through menopause, COVID. I don't want that.
But you don't, bro, because that shit had you tweaking, bro. Like, these folks don't know what the f*** this is, bro. That's why folks dying left and right, because once it intensifies, bro, it take over your body. You feel me? So that is scary. I just want people to take care of themselves, though.
Any other diseases that anybody from 85 South Show want to reveal they had?
Get your freak ass on, man.
I'm telling you, with your skin. What about your skin disease? What about your skin disease, Charlamagne?
Your freak ass on you and your baby.
Your pigment
there.
Skin disease.
Hey, man, it's not funny. Don't talk about Charlamagne's vitiligo. That's
Have some compassion, DC. Okay.
Come on, give a damn. You talk about us. Look at your cheeks. Look at your face. God didn't give you that skin.
Hey, congratulations, awesome. Too, man. I see y'all at, what, 300 million views on YouTube?
That's a lot.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. 300 million views. We just have a 5-year anniversary.
And I say you just hooked up with Charlamagne's Black Effect Network. So how did that come about? Because y'all didn't have to go there. Y'all could have went anywhere in the world, but y'all decided to partner up with Charlamagne.
I work for 85 South Show.
Yeah, I mean, no, you don't.
Yes, I
do. Don't do that. Nah, you got to come up off some of that 5-year money if that's the case. You need a breakdown. You need a breakdown of some of that. Don't do that. But nah, I mean, to answer your question, from my perspective, Charlamagne has always been a person who has shown us love, like, throughout our career. You know, he's always reached and utilized our talents for anything that he had going on. So, you know, it made sense because we know it's genuine. It's not like he's trying to come in and just capitalize off the energy that we've built amongst each other, because he's helped
us build that energy, but putting us out in front of a
and every time you always had something good to say, like positive.
Yeah, exactly.
Before
exactly,
it was so. Even coming about. And you know what I can say about you, Charlamagne?
Yes, sir.
I'm glad you turned into the dude that you turned into. You feel me? You found a nice route and you went. You remember when y'all first came out? You were the most hated.
Yeah.
He still is a little bit. Just a little bit.
You were the most hated, motherfucker. You have turned into a person that understands the culture, that understands that what y'all was doing at that moment, you're going to be a part of the culture. Like, for example, 85 South Show is now being a part of hip-hop culture. And the way you transitioned when you first came in into who you is now, bro, it's just like real tremendous, because now really rock with you. And at first it was like, damn, why bro be acting like that? You feel me? Like he don't with us. And then you turned it around like, hold up, maybe I need to catch myself a little bit. Even some of the guests that you used to have, that they come back, they fans now.
Lil Mama not a
fan. Lil Mama, oh, yeah, hey, yeah. Lil Mama been here about three times since then.
Or my man from Onyx. He still ain't a fan.
Fredro ain't a fan.
But you know what I did, though? But you know what he did do? He said, you know what? If I don't like something, I'm going to stand on it.
But you got to understand, though, Charlamagne is a troll. He's like top five trolls ever.
He is.
So a lot of that, he bought on himself. Like, he been knew his importance to the culture. The nigga just a troll. So he
didn't start going crazy.
Then they finally catch his ass, and he be like, what? I'm just playing. Chill out. What's wrong with you? But you a troll, you a troll. But, you know, like I said, for us, he's always shown love, man. And you know, I know from Uncommon Sense to your podcast, Brilliant Idiots with you and Schultz, and just anything you've ever had going on, inviting us up to the Breakfast Club, and you know what I mean? It's been beautiful, man, all the way down to you just being somebody who you can reach out to and just ask for advice if necessary. That right, counts right. For brothers like us, because that's how we operate. So right. It made sense to partner up with Charlamagne.
No, he actually gets it. He sees the value in what we're doing. He's adding value instead of trying to take away from like all these other people who come to you and they try to, you know, make deals or partnerships, but it's like, what are we getting from it? But it's like, this one actually makes sense. He gets it. He's in the podcast lane, so he understands the type of media that we create and what we're trying to do with it. So it only makes sense.
All right, we got more with the 85 South Show. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with the 85 South Show. Charlamagne?
I can't wait till the 85 South Show movie. I know that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're working on that. You know what I mean?
Working on it right now.
Yeah, we're gonna have a pot in there for you and Envy called the bunk bed, bro. You know what I'm saying?
As long as I'm on the bed, bro.
And we not even in jail.
I gotta be on the top bunk.
Yeah, right. Y'all just sleep in the bunk bed.
I gotta be on the top bunk, though. That's all. I'm good. You gotta be on the top. I gotta be on the top.
Nah, I feel good, because I feel like I've been lying to Carlos for years.
You feel good.
I've been telling Lowe's, like, Lowe's, I got something, man. I got something.
Hey, he was telling me that too. I was like, man, all right, man. Yeah, what I told Lowe, I said, man, stop letting these say you dreams, man.
Hey,
and
man.
Then Lowe, he came back around. I said, hey, man, that nigga dream for real.
I stopped hitting Lowe's and Chico. I just started hitting Chad. I said, Chad, I think we got it. I got tired of telling Lowe's that.
But you know what it is, though? It's not, it's just, we just bringing it to fruition, bro.
How would y'all advise, like, up-and-coming comedians to use podcasting to their advantage?
It's the new wave. The way that we consume information now is completely different than it was 10 years ago. So now you have the ability to be able to get out so much information that it's damn near impossible for anybody to censor whatever it is you want your message to be. For anybody that's a content creator, just create. And eventually somebody will latch on to it. I had somebody tell me one time, if you worship a mailbox long enough, you're going to get some other people to worship it with you. So it really doesn't matter what you're doing. If you can get past the failures of bumping your head and looking at your views and it's only 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, then you'll be able to get to a point where somebody is going to latch on to it and you'll build a fan base. And the next thing you know, you might be sitting on here with the bunk bed brothers, man. You never know.
How long did it take y'all until it finally caught so people out there know that it wasn't overnight?
Oh, well, we did just in-studio shows for like 2 years before we even did a live.
It took a 2.5.
Yeah.
Just to build a platform and build an audience and really just find the lane that people wanted to hear, you know, from us. So we literally was just locking in the studio for like 2.5 years straight, just going in, just figuring out the formula.
I'll never forget when they called us and were like, wanted us to do a live show, we were looking at it. I was like, what they want live? Like, hey, a variety show. Like, what are we going to do?
Figured it out.
I'm like, nigga, they wanted to do this on stage? And I'm like, we can do that? They like, yeah, they paying for it. I'm like, oh, when they go.
When everything open up next year, y'all going to be charging little baby money.
I mean, we hopefully.
Hey, Charlamagne, wait. What you mean we going to be charging little baby money? What you think we was charging before the shit?
Hey, I need 800,000 to show 254 walkthrough, man.
We paid.
Now, this is our 10-year anniversary. This is the 10 years we've been on The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne, you remember the first time DC came on The Breakfast Club?
I do remember the first time. That was like 2013, 2014.
And the producers didn't want to play DC because they was like, nobody going to know what he's saying.
I'm like, that's before people even appreciated what folks was doing on social media. That's we playing DC. DC got like 3 million followers on Instagram. People with DC.
I remember that, and I appreciate y'all, man. That's why I rock with y'all, man. I knew you was a real one, bro, when we talked about that damn incident when them folk had that ran up on you when you didn't want to do that video. I said, you know what? Charlamagne's a real dude, because everybody going to talk about their troubles. You feel me? I said, you know what? He good with me. And y'all always embrace me, though, bro. You feel me? So nobody could never talk bad about y'all.
Well, DC kind of Bogarted. He kind of Bogarted his way on The Breakfast Club. Remember? He was hitting us on the DM. And he was like, I'm coming tomorrow at 10 a.m. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
I'm like, hell yeah.
DC Young Fly.
I'm like, I told my people, I said, he asked. They like, tell him we coming up there. I'm like, bet.
I just want to put this out there. Don't know nobody else out there try that. Don't try to bogart here. We have security now.
Well, I tell you one thing. It took y'all forever to get me up there. Yeah. And then y'all thought I was up there.
I didn't believe it.
It had been years. It's like, you ain't been
we was up there already.
Emmy still don't know my name. Like, to this day, if I see Emmy out somewhere, he'll be like, hey, brother, what's your name again?
Chad,
like,
I know your name, Chad. Stop it, Chad. Gosh.
What's
that dripping from the top bump?
Did y'all think y'all would make it 10 years, though?
Nope.
Like, did y'all think y'all would get this far?
Nope.
No, I'm not going to say that. You just don't know because, you know, hip-hop is so fickle. You know what I'm saying? Right. And if you look at the lifespan of hip-hop platforms, they only last about 3-4 years. So, you know, I think
this was going to last, though. Let me tell you how I knew.
How you knew?
Why?
Because I don't never see y'all outside of work with each other. You keep it work. Don't hang out with people you work with.
No. For the first 2-3 years,
they do not hang with each other, though.
They do not kick it, bro. They keep work at work. And then
Emmy can't stand that Charlamagne, man.
They don't like each other for real.
The first 3 years.
That's why they had to get them bunk beds. That was corporate that made them do that. You know what I'm saying? You guys have to build a better relationship. This is working.
How do y'all envision the expansion of 85 South Show in the next 5 years? Because y'all just celebrated five. The next five for y'all is going to be life-changing. I already know that. But what do y'all see for the next five?
I'm trying to get that compound like Tyler Perry.
You can get it.
I'm trying to get that whole movie.
See, but Tyler Perry struck on that. You know, his money's stupid long. He struck on that. See, we can't.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to get to.
They ain't going to allow us to see no property like that because they know we're going to
get
it.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, y'all going to get it. It's inevitable for y'all, DC. It's inevitable for y'all.
We ain't going to play with them. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, in the next 5 years, man, I just see us being moguls, executive. I mean, we just like we already execs now from even with us producing and writing on the hip hop award show. You know what I'm saying? The BET Hip Hop Award show. So just seeing us taking steps like that together, like, bro. Carlos, remember my first show? I flew with him to Wildin' Out, my first time ever in some sort of industry. And now to see us together and all of us, Carlos and Chico, all of us together making executive moves together on a whole nother level. It's like, look what we were just at, bro. Right. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, look what can happen if we just trust each other's judgment and just be like, you know what? We ain't got to worry about them trying to figure out how talented we are. Let's come up with a space that shows the world how talented we are.
I just want people to get an example from us that it's possible to do it with your partners, man. You know, right. The game that we come from is very individualistic, like everybody want to be the man, everybody want to be the big dog, and that's your aspiration, that's cool, but you can get a whole lot more accomplished if you do it with people that you trust and love, right. and put, you know, your energy behind, and they do the same with you. But you got to have, you got to be consistent within whatever it is you are. You got to learn what you are and learn to accept and love that and be the true version of yourself. And then you'll be able to surround yourself with people that can help you get to the next level. So just use us as an example that it can be done, man. You can move and trust your brothers and your partners to be able to make history together.
Well, thank you guys for joining us, man. We really appreciate you guys, man.
That's right.
Congratulations. Brothers, hey, look, man, y'all don't come out with the bunk bed brothers and don't give me my money, man, because I know how y'all do.
BBB, the bunk band brothers.
Hey,
we might have to turn that to a Quiet Storm show. Do 2 hours of just slow songs. Midnight to 2 in the morning.
See, that's new. I already know y'all terrible up here, man. The bunk band brothers is something else. I'm next level with it.
Hey, make sure y'all check out the 85 South show on YouTube. And the podcast is on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network, man. Everything available everywhere you listen to podcasts.
All right, y'all. Y'all be safe. Have a good holiday.
Hey, man. Holiday, bro. Love. Love y'all, man.
Peace, King.
Hey, what's up, your man Carlos Miller, and I want to say congratulations to The Breakfast Club for making their 10-year anniversary.
The Breakfast Club.
Sexy in here.
I like it. All right.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
I love
Club.
A good plan. And a man come together.
Oh, my goodness. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Tiffany Haddish.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, it looks like the Grammys asked Tiffany Haddish to host a gig. I guess it was the pre-party that they wanted her to do, and she said no.
And she had every right to.
She said no. That she said she turned it down because she wanted some money. They wanted her to do it with no money. And she said no. Now, mind you, this gig that they usually get artists and celebrities to host, they never usually pay. They don't pay anybody anyway.
Oh, they never usually pay?
No, they never usually pay anybody.
Well, I mean, it's still the Grammys, though. But you can't just... It's not even about the pay. It's like they didn't want to provide her hair and makeup. They didn't want to give her any of the essentials that people need to do those type of things. So she's supposed to pay for everything herself?
Yeah, they said Haddish would have to pay for hair, makeup, and wardrobe. She said all of that would have to come out my pocket. I don't know if this might mean I might not get nominated ever again, but I think it's disrespectful. I was like, the exposure is amazing, but I think I have enough. I appreciate you guys asking. Now, she's been nominated for the 2021 Grammy in the Best Comedy Album category. What movie was that?
Black Mitzvah.
Black Mitzvah.
Her Netflix special. The thing is, I think Tiffany Haddish is past the point where she needs exposure.
I think like, that's what she said.
You can't offer her exposure at this point in her career. And it, like, even if they don't pay, the fact that they don't want to pay for essential things like hair and makeup and wardrobe, come on, bro. Knock it off.
Absolutely.
Grammys.
All right. Now, we just did an interview with the 85 South Show.
85 South Show. You can hear them now on Black Effect iHeartRadio Podcast Network. And my guy, Chico Bean, I love Chico Bean. He's brilliant. He called us the bunk bed boys. He called me and DJ Envy the bunk bed boys. And I was like, man, that's such a great name. And then it brought me back to my early days of radio. And I used to do radio on Z93 Jams in Charleston, South Carolina, in a station that no longer exists anymore called Hot 98.9. I used to do The Quiet Storm. You know, and
change the instrumental.
I used to do the Quiet Storm, and I used to call it Thug Love. So I used to do Charlamagne Tha God Thug Love status.
So
and I love Quiet Storms. I love Quiet Storm shows now. You know, salute to Keith Sweat and the Sweat Hotel. Salute to the, what the hell was that?
That's Quiet the Quiet Storm lightning. That's the lightning in the Quiet Storm.
What?
Set the mood right now.
No, this didn't set the mood. That scared the hell out of me. What the hell is wrong with you? Well, I guess it did make you want to get close to somebody.
See? Oh, there you go.
You get a little shiver. Salute to the late, great Vaughn Harper, the greatest Quiet Storm voice of all time. Drop an clues bomb for Vaughn Harper, damn it. So I'm like, you know what? That would be a good show.
Yes.
What if me and Envy did an hour of slow songs, and the show was called The Bunk Bed Boys.
The Bunk Bed Boys.
And we had people call in, and we say, do you like the top bunk or the bottom bunk?
could you stop with the goddamn lightning round? and then after we asked him that question, we played their favorite slow song.
So let's start.
I feel
it
like
off.
The Quiet Storm is a lost art in radio. They don't do the Quiet Storm like they used to anymore.
Right. I think we should do it.
Why are you whispering?
Because that's the Quiet Storm.
No, it's not the Quiet Storm. It's just about being calm.
Let's do the
having
quiet
a nice
storm.
Conversational voice. Mm-hmm. You don't have to whisper.
All right. So for the mix this morning, let's do the Bunk Bed Boys mix.
So we're going to try it. So instead of doing a whole hour, we're just going to do a little quick 10-minute demo. You see, we got the room. We got the room dimly lit.
The lights low.
We have the candles on. I have my robe on.
Mm-hmm.
What does that say right there, Nick? You see that? I want you to see that. You see that in
what
me?
Does it say?
What's the initial say? That's BMDC. That's Black Men Don't Cheat.
Mm.
I don't want you to get no ideas in here just because the mood is set.
All right.
Remember, we're married men.
All right. Well, let's try it. 800-585-1051.
And we're really going to take your request. I'm not playing that stupid game Envy play where he tell y'all 1-800-585-1051, whatever the number is.
We're going to put people on air. So listen.
No, we're really putting people on air. You got a slow song request, call us right now.
Let's start it off. Can we play?
No.
Don't look
Let
at
the
me
people
like that.
Do it.
Well, we got to play one song.
This is the Bunk Bed Boys. First of all, let me ask you a question since you're going to play a song.
What?
Top bunk or bottom bunk? Stop with the question.
Top bunk.
No. I'm not getting on the bottom bunk.
I'm
not getting on the bottom bunk.
Somebody's got to be on the damn bottom.
And I'm not a bottom. I'm clearly a power top.
Well, play one of these slow songs right fast so we can start it off.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Ooh, this is your first request on Bunk Bed Boy Radio.
That's right.
And we got to use our real names. I'm Lenard, you're Rashawn.
I'm Rashawn.
You're not talking to Envy and Charlamagne right now. You're talking to Rashawn Casey.
That's right.
And Lenard McKelvey, the Bunk Bed Boys.
Pull somebody close to you right now.
If you have a slow song request, call us right now. For the next 10 minutes, we're going to play whatever slow song you want. Just remember, top bunk or bottom bunk, pick your poison.
Every time I close my eyes, wake up feeling so horny. I can't get you out of my mind.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. I think it's a hit, bro. I got so many calls, emails, texts, DMs. Bunk Bed Boys are in effect, man.
Well, listen, Chico Bean is the executive producer. Chico Bean called us the Bunk Bed Boys this morning.
And, you know, I think that's a great name for a Quiet Storm type show. And I feel like the Quiet Storm is a program in radio that doesn't get the respect that it deserves like it used to. I used to do the Quiet Storm. When I started off at Z93 Jams in Charleston, South Carolina, and then I did nights on Hot 98.9 in Charleston, South Carolina, I used to do an hour called Thug Love. Mm. And it was Charlemagne the God, Thug Love status. So now it's Bunk Bed Boy Radio. And I think that it should be Leonard and Rashawn. Mm-hmm. And I think that it should be an hour long. And I think it should be nationally syndicated all across the country. Okay?
I'm with you.
I heart y'all. I don't have nothing playing at midnight across the country. You know
Mitchum, Doc Winner, everybody listening.
Bob Pittman, come on now.
Yeah, we you know we can do this.
That's what you hired us for, right? That's what my job title is, right? Senior something. I'm here to create programming. That's a good program.
That's some good programming.
Bunk Bed Boys Radio.
Bunk Bed Boys.
Salute to all the great Quiet Storm hosts out there. Lenny Green, Keith Sweat with the Night Hotel. Salute to the legendary Von Harper. Rest in peace to him. I think we ready. 1 hour of your favorite slow songs.
I agree.
12 to midnight.
And you just got to answer top or bottom.
That's it.
Top or bottom.
That's all you got to answer. All right. But Chico B is the executive producer. Chico, your check's in the mail.
Yeah.
We'll figure out all the details later, okay?
All right. Well, don't move. When we come back, positive notice, The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Bunk Bed Brother, you got a positive note?
I do have a positive note, man. I just want to tell everybody out there, anybody, you know, that's just alive and breathing right now, waking up to see another day, getting on their hustle, their grind on this fine Thursday. Hey, man. Hey, woman. Be proud of yourself.
There you go.
For how hard you're trying.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.